Evening.
And you're here to see...
Oh, no. No, 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 not tonight, Wallace. Don't pull that shit with us now. Open the motherfucking bloody bastard, pain in the arse, dick cheese stinking, dirty, shitty, wanking, fucking, bloody, fucking bastard, fucking stupid cunt of the fucking gate!
Tourette's.
This is the Drunkard Mindfest right here.
Can you
Do
see
I need
it?
To keep, talking?
Yeah, just keep talking.
Mine's working as well. I think so.
Is it working?
It appears to be working.
No, Drunk needs to test his again. Go ahead, Drunk.
Check me out at @drunkardstl.com. Or yeah, wait, man. On Twitter.
You're slick, bro.
All right, so... Everybody shut up. Drunk's going to test his microphone.
Marijuana's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
Yep. What do you want me to say on my test, Michael?
No, just, you know, test it out. Make sure it's working okay.
Stuff.
Okay, yeah. Just...
See, I can't think of anything creative right here.
But, you know, you don't need to be creative. We're just, you know, testing the mics to make sure they work.
Yeah.
I like Twat Scooch.
Twat Scooch, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know what Twat Scooch is.
You know how I speak?
Delicious.
What are you going to elaborate on Twat Scooch?
It's like a butter.
What did... What do you even say?
Yeah, and it's gunside Napier grenade, I guess?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
So, I just have to say that if a zombie apocalypse were to happen,
yeah,
two of the people that I think would be very helpful,
uh-huh,
to surviving are like right here. Cause this man has got like an arsenal.
No, I got Napier, but
he's a wilderness expert.
Oh yeah,
he's like a Weeblo in all this.
A Weeblo?
Yeah,
not only a Weeblo, an Eagle Scout.
He's an Eagle Scout.
Really?
He like makes fires and shit.
You know, I was wondering that the other day because, like, if you really think about it, like. I mean, I don't really know Drunk all that well, but, you know, like, I'm like, what does Drunk really contribute? And I guess that would be
harsh.
It. I'm sorry, that is a little harsh, but I mean, like, you know, like, Paul, you know, he brings stuff to the conversation, and, you know, Tom's, you know, kind of a big, cuddly guy, and
Tom,
you're a Weeblo.
Yes, a Weeblo.
So,
why do
you guys rely on him to... You guys rely on him to, you know,
like
make
put it
fires
this way, when
shit.
We're all drunk on camping trips,
yeah.
Like all we've been drinking, you know, and we're like, oh shit, we need to cook.
Yeah.
This is the man that gets the fire lit.
He's the fire guy.
Right. He's the fire guy.
Right.
And the tent
right.
setup guy.
Right. I mean,
and
just tying knots.
The water factor.
He's like your grunt. You bring him in.
He watches the survival. He loves Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls.
Do you guys just sit in lawn chairs and watch him set everything up?
No, usually. They're bonging Jägermeister or, you know, something like
so,
that.
So, I mean, like, are you quarterbacking and they're all putting in, you know, their this, that, or
well,
other thing?
In between shots, I can generally get him to hold a pole or something.
Yeah.
A lot of times people will be like, no, I got this, and they fail at starting fire several times. And then Drunk will be like, do you want me to build the fire? And they're like, yeah, shit. Go, Drunk, build the fire. And then,
so, I mean,
then the fire.
Do you guys put like a...
Usually I'll give everybody an opportunity to do it, and then they'll get frustrated and be like, son of a bitch, somebody make this fire. I'm
yeah.
Like, all right.
And do you do that just so that, like, you know, you've firmly planted your dominance in fire making? I mean, like, you take
no,
a step back.
I
mean, if you just went in and did
it longer, that's all.
If you just went in and did it, they would say, oh, that ain't no shit. You know, Drunk just made the fire. But, like, if they fuck it up first, and
which,
then you go in
often,
and
the
save the day,
see,
essentially
it.
You're saying, yeah, that's right, bitches. I'm doing something that you don't do.
I see it more as, like, everyone wants to be the guy building the fire. He doesn't like to fuck around and build the fire.
I so could give a fuck less about building.
Oh, you don't
a
like
fire.
Playing with the fire?
No.
And putting there's a lot of. Then you're in the minority, I believe.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Napier, do you like building fires and playing with the fire?
Well, it doesn't have to be for camping. just be when there's a dead whore.
Right. Well, I mean, just, you know, fire, like a lot of people enjoy.
Why would you set the dead whore on fire?
Well, you don't have evidence, obviously.
Well, obviously my seed is inside her and I got to boil it off.
Oh.
I mean, I don't think fire is an effective way.
Yeah, to I mean, of the ways I can think of to dispose of a body, I don't think fire would be my first choice.
Really, fire isn't your first choice?
I mean, there's like dental records, and there's still a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, there's still stuff that's left.
People
over.
Don't just burn, like go up in flames. That's like, why we're not all that flammable. They have to be, you know, doused.
That's
in
why
things.
You have a hammer.
How does hammer equate to fire?
You hit him in the mouth with a hammer. Where's their teeth? Who cares?
So do you keep their teeth, like, and make a necklace?
Not
as
all
like
of
a
them.
Souvenir? So you leave some?
Hold on. Are you knocking this bra's teeth out before or after she sucks your dick?
Well, I mean,
if you're going to knock them out anyway, you might as well knock them out before she sucks your dick.
Look, if she starts out good, I'm not going to bother with it.
Drunk will fit right in. Drunk will
look,
fit
if
right
we're
in.
Already, if
you might as well knock her teeth out with the hammer before you kill the bitch. That way, she, you know, when she's sucking your dick, there's no teeth.
You cut your penis on the shards.
I wouldn't see much motivation for her to, you know, help out if you have hit her in the mouth with a hammer a bunch of times.
I mean, I don't think she's helping out
to help. Yeah. At that point, if she doesn't have any teeth, it's just a hole and you hump.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because I hadn't really thought that through.
All right, so back to building fire.
You could always get one of those bread knives and just, you know, make a new hole. And then
we sidetracked way too hard on this one.
I don't know, I've never...
Man, if anyone here ever gets accused of some horrific crime, they'll be like, no, I'm a decent person, you know?
Yeah,
they'll
be like...
They'll be like, well, I don't know, we have like 10 hours of...
Honestly, this will be episode 38, and if it wasn't for how fucking hilarious it would be for this to be, you know, admitted into evidence of anything, I mean, like, if they had to sit and listen to us talk about rape and...
It. The whole thing would be worth it.
I mean, like, could you imagine just a courtroom full of straight people sitting around listening to us talk about fucking toothless
women? And not
women
just hearing, and not just
hit
hearing,
with hammers.
Listening, contemplating.
Yeah, like...
they've been assigned
Is
by
this an admission of guilt?
Obviously, you'd get off on the insanity plea. There's no way they could think, yeah, that dude's normal. He's got his shit together. He meant to kill that broad with that truck.
But then they would hear some of our great ideas, and then there would be like an argument to be made. I mean, like the sandwich buffet, that's fucking genius.
No, that's
yeah, what if those genius. Fuckers took it?
You're losing all your money on meat and cheese.
Drunk, you know you're talking into a microphone. So if you have the microphone like down by your ankles, people aren't going to hear you.
Sorry, I was out of the list.
I just keep it on my belly. Just like
I mean, no, I know we're keeping it casual here. You know, we're just having a conversation. But the microphone's an important part of the whole podcasting, you know.
They do call me drunk for a reason there, Mike.
Yeah. I don't know your real name. How long have I known drunk?
Years.
I've known drunk for like 10 years. Well, I have no idea what drunk's name is. If you gave me 20 guesses what drunk's name was, drunk would be the first 19, and then I'd be like, fuck, maybe it's not drunk. How about Adam? I don't know what drunk's name is. Drunk's just drunk.
You don't think you could pop off 20 generic white guy names and hit on
Do you think if I had 20 generic white guy names, I would get it? Is it a generic white guy name?
Relatively.
It's like Rumpelstiltskin. I mean, like, you know, as long
right,
as
no,
I
don't... No, right. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I will say my first name is also a last name. As well.
It's also a last name?
It is.
Oh.
His name is Steve.
Steve?
Steve.
Is Steve a last
Steve isn't a last name. Maybe
the last name is Steve. I know Steve is
Adam? I guess Adam would be a first or a last name.
That would be, I guess, Adams. But
Adams,
no,
that's not it?
No.
Scott? Scott? No?
No.
I'm on the right track.
No, you are.
Exactly.
Okay.
Scott is definitely a first and last name.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh.
I would even think, if you think, like, there is famous people with the last name. What's this last
name? I've already lost interest in this topic, to be honest.
This is really kind of boring.
Napier, what's new, buddy?
As Paul said earlier, I have a My Little Pony figurine now.
We went to IHOP after the podcast 2 weeks ago, and we met up with Paul's wife and Napier's lady friend, and we walk in and sit down, and she immediately pulls out a My Little Pony and hands it to Napier. And Napier got really excited about it. He's like, "Ooh, a My Little Pony!" And like he played with his My Little Pony like through most of our meal, and it was
there was nothing for me to play with. It was not like I could have grabbed her titties
to see a grown man. I mean, you know, a rather large fellow with a beard. You know,
he was
sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
He was
giddy about a fucking My Little Pony.
You know, there's a My Little Pony Chan now.
What is that?
You know, like 4chan.
Oh,
there's a Pony Chan.
But what?
Is it just an image board?
Yeah.
So okay, there's a website that exists that has pictures of My Little Ponies on it.
Yeah.
What? Why? Are they?
Why
like,
don't you go to it?
Are they doing something like funny?
Yeah.
Is it just like, hey, dude, I totally got a My Little Pony.
Well,
here's
a
picture.
Sometimes.
There's sexual activities.
Well, there's some. Yeah.
So the My Little Ponies are having sex with each other?
Not all of them.
I guess that would have to happen.
Yeah. I mean they have to. That's how they get more ponies.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I thought they were like from the sky and rainbow beams and things.
Well, you'd still think
I'm not
have
really,
to reproduce. And all
I'm not really familiar with...
Is there any dude My Little Ponies?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't there be dude My Little Ponies?
Well, I don't know.
You
they're
can't produce without a male, can't you?
Yeah.
Things ponies don't have to make sense. Was Papa, like, where did all the...
What do you mean ponies don't have to make
they
sense?
All
there are
fucked,
ponies on the land.
The one? Smurfette. They
but
all
Smurfette did. Came from Gargamel. He was a creation of Gargamel.
Do you think he sent her to fuck everybody up?
He was to corrupt the Smurfs. Yeah, they like he caused she caused strife. You know,
could have at least given her tits.
And hepatitis.
I mean, she looked pretty good.
That's
as far as
Smurf
like
history knowledge, right there.
Smurf. Yeah, I mean, I Wikipedia that shit. It could be all bullshit. I mean, it could be all wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know enough about Smurfs to really like. Yeah, you know, that's bullshit. You know, Smurfette. Came
right. I wish I wish I was a surf fucking connoisseur right there. So I'm like, you're fucking lying to me, dude.
How dare you besmirch the name of the Smurfs?
That's why everything you hear on the internet is some bullshit.
Right.
Anyway, back to it. Gargamel.
Back to what? No, there's nothing bad to
Drunk, I'm not really entirely sure your microphone's working. Hold on, everybody. Drunk, just look at it.
Reagan? Hello? See me now?
I don't know, I can't tell.
Anus.
Anus? Sheriff, I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy.
Who did then?
Ooh.
It's one of the toughest questions that's never been answered in all of time.
Yeah. I mean, somebody should have.
Then.
It's like, who let the dogs out?
Yeah.
Really? Are you not going to get in trouble because you shot the sheriff?
Yeah, I mean, you shot somebody.
Deputy?
You're still going down.
And you shot somebody of higher authority as well, so.
Then when you go to prison, you can make the pink sock.
I had a fault the other day. From a purely tactical standpoint, do you think that it would have been a lot easier for Batman if he was born a black guy? Because, I mean, if you think about it, whenever you see Batman emerge from the shadows, what do you see first? You see his honky-ass, pale, white face, the little piece that sticks out. He comes out, he's all decked out in black. If he was born a black guy, he would have fucking been able to hide in the shadows a lot
but then,
more effectively.
Then like, the criminals would have thought he was going to help them. They're like, oh, sweet, come on, help us steal these TVs.
And his parents... And his parents wouldn't have been rich or going to
like,
the movies.
Stop, evildoers! Like, let me help you carry that.
Right, right. Like the victims would be like, oh no, another one.
See, no, I wasn't thinking racist. I was really putting forth.
Well, isn't this just something a little face paint can't cure? Really?
Yeah, that's true. I know that he
is that in bad taste.
No, I mean,
if
this
he
about
were to put black face paint on.
It's about par for the course, I'd say.
I thought instead of the giant mouth hole, he has a little mouth hole.
Oh, you mean like the old Ted Danson, marrying Whoopi Goldberg, and then showing up with the black face and being like, you know, hey, you know,
exactly.
I'm one of yous. What the hell was Ted Danson thinking?
He's Ted Danson. He can do
whatever
the fuck he
wants.
What are
half the celebrities thinking nowadays? Charlie Sheen rant. Did you hear that?
That was awesome.
Oh, he's going to have a porn star mansion. Like, he's going to make a hardcore bunny rant. Like,
what did he say?
Playboy mansion.
I'm an F-19 or something? I'm an F-19. I'm going to bomb your ass or something like that. The funniest thing I got from all that, you know when you watch, and I rarely do, but occasionally, like The Big Bang Theory or Two and a Half Men, if there's a repeat on and there's absolutely nothing off, I'll watch it. And at the very end, the funniest thing about that show is Like, you know when you watch a TV show and at the end there's like three like screens of like what production company made it, whatever. Well, Chuck Lorre, when he has it, he like writes like a big long paragraph that's on the screen for like a second. And so, I mean, like, if you're just watching TV, you won't be able to read what it says. It goes by way too fast. But if you're like watching it on DVR or something, you can pause it and actually read what it says. And one of the ones that he wrote just recently said something along the... It was like four paragraphs worth of like what he does to take care of himself. Like, you know, I go to the gym, you know, three times a week. I eat healthy. I, you know, don't, you know, I gave up soda. I gave up smoking and blah, blah, blah. And at the very bottom, he says, and if Charlie Sheen outlives me, I'm going to be really pissed off. And that is on the show that Charlie Sheen's on, which is kind of funny. But
well, then obviously he wasn't going to watch it.
And then I saw that, and then Charlie Sheen had said something in response about how he's going to do it just to piss him off, you know.
Yeah.
He's gonna outlive him.
Oh, no, that rant is fucking epic, man. I mean, he just fucking goes to town for like 15 minutes, and I like him that much more.
Really?
I do. And my favorite tweet of the week was John Stamos, who said, you know, there has been rumors going around that I'm replacing Charlie Sheen on 2.5 Men. I just want to say that's not true. However, Martin Sheen has contacted me about being his son.
That is so John Stamos is worth following on Twitter, huh? Is that
no.
True? No?
No.
But you do? You saw a retweet?
I think I saw a retweet.
Okay, well,
yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. I mean, no, John Stamos isn't really worth... Most of the people I follow, I don't think are worth... The thing that bums me out about porn stars that I follow on Twitter is they all talk about their kids or they tweet pictures of what they had for dinner and stuff. It just bums me the fuck out. I mean, like, when porn stars that, like, you've invested time into. I mean, you know, you pick your favorites. You do.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't have a... No, but
you're an equal opportunity jacker?
Yeah, I mean, pretty
just,
much.
You go to a
not
site...
Not porn
and like,
stars. I find, like,
you're like,
you know, amateur broads out
there's
there.
There's a chick that I'd probably have sex with. I'll watch her fuck.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, you see one and you're like, oh, I remember her. You know, I'll jack it to her.
I don't remember the last time I've jerked off to, like, produced porn.
Right.
What do you watch?
You porn or something.
Yeah, you watch like, amateurs
porn.
And stuff?
Right.
Yeah. That's much more inviting than seeing some broad with some fucked up tits and, you know, work done on her and then some fucking lines that nobody gives. I'm there to watch them fuck. I don't care about the storyline. If I cared about the storyline, I'd put on a fucking movie.
And just knowing that she's not getting paid, she just was enthusiastic enough to
she
put
was
a
like,
video of herself.
Hey, you know what? We should probably
That's
have
a girl
sex
loves her craft,
and
you know
film
what I'm
it.
Saying?
Chances are, 90% of those are like ex-girlfriends. That,
yeah.
Like, you made a tape for the two of you and then broke up. And he's like, well, fuck you. I'll put this online.
Yeah,
I guarantee
thank God for that man.
There can't be that many exhibitionists in the world that are like, you know, hey, this would be really great if, you know, we posted this online for other people
to see.
You'd
be surprised.
But, I mean, but how many do there have to be to make it a thriving online community? If there's 1,000, then there's, you know, bam, fucking 10,000 pictures out there.
But what's weird...
If that's your thing.
What's weird about it, really, is... Like, that the porn industry is still, like, thriving despite all of these free options. I mean, like, you can just about watch any type of person. I mean, like, there's
okay.
Fat broads, old broads. And you can watch anything you want, fucking anything you want, for free.
Let me ask you a question.
And yet porn is still, like, a real...
You can still make money on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Advertising dollars.
Let's say your dad wants porn. Does he know how to get it from the interwebs?
I mean, like, it's as simple as a Google search now. I mean, if you type tits into a Google search, you're going to find something.
Yeah, that's assuming he knows how to use Google.
Yeah, so you're saying, but I mean, like...
The porn industry is built around people who don't know how to get free porn.
Like truckers and,
it could be truckers.
Why do truckers get so much porn?
If you go to truck stops and stuff, you always see porn at truck stops.
Well, who are they fucking?
Are you watching that as they drive, or does they need it during the off time?
That's
or?
A good question. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a lonely...
I think it's a stereotype, personally.
Yeah.
So then why they're just on the middle, out in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, I don't see too many Tom Grisham novels out there. I see titty. I see finger bangers and barely 18. I don't see any in-depth studies on aerodynamics and the new mechanics of engines and whatnot.
Well, new brilliant idea for money making.
Okay.
Audio porn for the truckers.
Audio
porn. So listen to, like, you know, yeah. chicks talking dirty? Yeah,
exactly. Wow. Like, imagine just, like, fully realized porn, but just audio.
So it's kind of like phone sex, right. only, like, on CD.
Or, like, an erotic story read by a hot chick, you know? About or telling you about the time when her and this other hot chick fucking
yeah, but CD's
out
already done past.
How about a porno flip book?
On the interweb.
Right, put it
like,
on iTunes.
Like on iTunes,
right? Of course.
Yeah, like you know, and I mean, you wouldn't charge just a dollar for that. I mean, you're talking
At least $4.99.
At least,
right?
Just be like.
So, how long is this clip going to be then?
Well, I mean, you make an hour long clip, and then they you know listen to
and then
different parts.
The smooth sounds in Napier. You could do the gay ones.
Like, yeah.
Let's hear a sample.
Yeah,
of that.
Yeah. Tell us about the first time you had something in your ass.
Yeah.
That wasn't organic.
The first time my butt became hungry.
Paul, do sound effects while he's like.
The very first time my butt became hungry. I was looking through the refrigerator and I found both hard salami, some honey-drenched mayonnaise, and grapes. It was delicious. My butt ate all of it and was hungry for more.
I don't think you're getting enough into it, one by one.
Yeah, you kind of got to
shove the grapes up my own ass.
Yeah.
The mayonnaise I smeared all over my meaty thighs.
Yeah.
What I did was I got this hard salami and I mayonnaised it up. That way it fit nice and good.
Leathery.
And then my dog came over and started eating on it. And it got me all hot and bothered. And then it kept nibbling on my nutsack. And as it ate enough for me to fit more in, I started putting grapes in there.
Mm.
But then my little schnauzer...
And you do, of course, have to build up the pace. Because, I mean, no one wants... So the schnauzer, you know...
Oh.
Yeah.
The schnauzer came in.
And it was trying to eat the grapes from my ace. And I tried to punch it away, but I hit myself in the dick. And that made me extra hard. And I just started pounding it and pounding it. And then I noticed blood in my semen, and I had to go to the doctor.
So what's this at the
Stay tuned for part two for another $4.99.
Well, see, well, we knew how to, maybe we had to make it unprofitable. So
yeah.
There you go. We hire him as the voice actor. And
brought in
That appeals to a very select audience, but at the same time, who are willing to pay for content.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And you know what else? Well, the beauty of audio porn is audio porn stars don't have to be that attractive.
They just have to have a voice.
I work with a girl at work who's got to be... 400 pounds.
Yeah.
But, like, by the sound of her voice...
Kind of has a sexy voice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This girl sounds...
Like
happens
you
at work
her?
All the time. I'll be taking somebody's order and be like, ooh, I can't wait to deliver this girl's pizza. They get to her house, she's like, fuck, I should have let old man Jeff take this motherfucking run.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that way you're not paying as much. Just because there's more talent out there, I would think.
You know, I
don't know it's actually getting railed either.
I read something not too long ago. I don't remember where I believe it was on Dig or something. It was talking about how with the iPad and all of these e-readers coming out, the romance novel business is like booming. Because if you think about it, all of the women who didn't want like the stigma of like sitting on a park bench and reading a novel with like a you know guy with his shirt off and all that shit, you know, can now just read it, you know, privately with their iPad without anybody really knowing what
there's
it is.
There's no embarrassment of like the checkout line of
yeah.
this old lady buying a romance novel.
Yeah, like, oh, she must be a lonely old bitch, right. you know.
No,
and they're still going to buy their back massagers.
So you almost got to wonder, like, if, you know, just like, maybe you got some guy to read romance novels in like a, you know, sexy voice or something. If like the audiobook romance novel could really take off. You know, because
yeah.
I mean you can't just do the same, you know, getting straight to the fuck scene stuff with chicks. You gotta romance them a little bit, you know. You gotta be like a sexy teen vampire or something.
Do you know I've read one of those?
What?
I read in a black romance novel.
Yeah.
At work the other day. It was only like 160 pages.
Did it kind of have like a black, like kind of like a.
It was very short. And this is not
even. It was probably easy to read too.
It was like a quick, easy read. I read it in one day at work.
Tell me the hardest word.
Well, did you just like find it?
No,
somewhere?
I was like, oh, I was so bored. We were so slow. I said, they don't have anything I can read. I don't really care what it is. So now you can read this. I said, what is this?
Did it have a stereotypically black title, like Caught Up in the Mix or something?
I can't remember the title, but it was awesome. It was about a sexy lady who got revenge on cheating husbands. Like, women paid her to sleep with their husbands so that they could, like, get divorced from their husbands because they cheated on them.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wasn't that a movie?
Yeah, there was nothing crazy, like, it was wild. There's a lot of fucking, and then
yeah.
And someone had gone through and for me and underlined all the good shit. Like this was a
you know that's a, that's
I was
a,
like oh yeah we're getting some hardcore shit.
That's a good girl there.
Next page's got a lot of underlines.
A girl that'll do that for you. That's a good girl there. But
she's actually the one who weighs like 400 pounds.
I mean, like
sounds pretty, you know, pretty sexy.
How do you know were there like black people on the cover or was there like black people cues throughout the book?
Well, no, the whole book was, you know, she was a strong black woman,
oh.
A strong black man.
But I mean, they really just could have done without that altogether. I mean, like,
yeah,
in most books, I mean, do they even like really distinguish this is a white person or this is a black person?
I would say most books that, well, yeah, I don't know.
For like, what am I thinking? Like, the James Patterson does the Alex Cross series, which they made into a couple movies with Morgan Freeman. And, like, really, until Morgan Freeman was cast, I maybe read one or two of them back when I read. And I never knew that he's a black guy. And then, like, you know, later on, he's like, oh, yeah, and by the way, this is a black guy. It's like, oh, I'll be damned. It's a black guy.
You know,
it doesn't really add or subtract anything from the story you know, I don't know.
I am Legend, the movie I Am Legend with Will Smith. Like, it was a book, and I haven't read the book, but, like, on the internet, there's an uproar. How could you have Will Smith play this guy? He's supposed to be a German white scientist. And, like,
yeah.
I was like, did that really, like, I liked Will Smith. He did a good job.
Yeah,
it was a decent little flick.
When you watch it, are you not like, God, that guy should be white? You know,
he's clearly not German or white.
Well, I mean, like, you know, you watch the movie Salt, and you know that the movie Salt was meant for a man, and, like, the whole thing was written, I think it was actually written for Tom Cruise, and then eventually they just said, oh, okay, well, you know, I don't remember what the character's name is, but it was kind of a man's name, but they just added an A to the end of it. I mean, like, really, that's the only thing they changed. I mean, like, she's running around kicking a bunch of dudes' ass and stuff, and it's like, come on. And, like, that was, like, noticeable. Like, when you got done with that movie, you're like, yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know if she would have kicked all those dudes' ass.
Yeah.
She would have had to have a 100-calorie pack of cookies or something.
I wonder when all of these people
I think
shit.
It's 110 calories now.
Whatever. She would have had to have a snack break.
Like, when you watch 24,
yep.
You're following Kiefer Sutherland for 24 straight hours, never pisses, never shits, never eats.
And he gets from one side of L.A. to the other side of L.A. within 45 minutes, and anybody knows that ain't fucking happening.
That guy had, like, 10 bad days. He never shit, never pissed, never ate.
Now, you can not shit for a day. That's no big deal.
Yeah.
But not pissing, that's kind of rough.
Like, don't you think at some point he would just be like, hold on, terrorists. I gotta go take a piss.
It is a pretty action-packed shit. Maybe he goes in his pants, kind of like the NASCAR
goes
driver.
And
one of those
going?
Explosions, and boom! Now he doesn't have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Did they ever show him change, or like in a different outfit?
I don't know. I didn't really watch the show. I just know that he never shit or pissed.
I couldn't watch it because of that. I'm like, there's no way this actually all happened in an hour.
Speaking of watching shows, I watched the first episode of a show called Mr. Sunshine, and it's probably the worst fucking show I've ever seen.
The Chandler Bong show.
Well, like,
yes.
If you turn on this show, within the first 5 minutes of the first episode, you see, like, six or seven characters. And every one of them is a cast-off from another failed show. Like it,
who else besides Chandler is in there?
Like shitty Chandler, who is like probably the least entertaining human being I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, let's not go that far.
And yet he was still the most entertaining person on Friends.
Other than Jennifer Aniston's nipples, who had a very prominent part in that show.
I don't know, her mom ass distracted me a lot. Like, I don't know. Yeah. She had the hygiene.
She had the nipples going, though. And I mean, that was, okay. But anyway, the fat guy from Lost.
Oh, I like the fat guy. Hurley?
Yeah. The black guy from Las Vegas. The redheaded chick from the West Wing, and the love interest from Better Off Ted.
Man, you
playing
watch a lot of shows.
The exact same character. I mean, like, they just like said, okay, let's get somebody like her. Well, fuck it, let's just get her, and she plays the same character. Like, it's distractingly
same name
terrible.
And everything.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, just the same character, but like. Oh, hey, you know, I came over from, you know, such and such. You know, they closed. And, you know, now I'll be your, you know, awkward love interest. It's a really bad show.
Have you seen Shameless yet?
Yes.
Is that good?
It's funny, yeah. It's pretty good. The other one, the other new one with Joey, the episodes.
That one's good?
It's pretty funny, too. You have to get through the first episode, which isn't very funny. But after that, they've all been funny.
Have you checked out the An Idiot Abroad yet?
No. Oh, I got them. I haven't watched
any of the Ricky Gervais show?
No, I haven't gotten into that one.
Those are both quality. You got to check them
out. I'm just catching up.
Once you watch it,
you're
going to want Napier to make a diary, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have Napier write a journal, and that way on these shows, you can just say, let's see what Napier thought was.
That's what this podcast was for. That's why I started this podcast, is because I wanted to share Napier with the world. So.
And I have said some pretty weird shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly as weird.
You know, I knew I could marry my wife because, like, the first person she met was Napier, and she didn't immediately like
run from him.
Right? Well, she's, you know, if she can listen to Napier talk about how wide his asshole is.
We've done that experiment with girlfriends in the past. I mean, I remember Steve Scroggins. You know, I explained to him. You know, he met this girl and. I said, well, you know, we got to do the Napier test with her, you know. And I explained to him the Napier test, which is basically introduce her to Napier and then leave. And if she's there when you come back, then that says something. And
if she's still nodding politely to Napier.
Yeah, me, Napier, and the two of them went to see a movie. And me and Scroggins are like, oh, we got to go pee. And, like, we just left. And, like, we were gone for a couple of minutes. And when we came back, she had actually moved over two seats to sit closer to Napier so that they could discuss things. And I think he proposed to her like 2 weeks after that. Which is kind of funny.
That's pretty good.
I am the goddamn lemon test of life.
Yeah.
Damn right.
So we have a friend who's going to get married pretty soon. Do you think she would pass the Napier test?
I don't know. Has she met Napier before? Have you met Sarah Lane?
Who?
Mark Lane's broad?
No. Not for too long. I think I might have met her. Like, he introduced me to her, but that was it.
Let me ask you another question here.
Yeah.
So
he's standing up.
Mark Lane says the best thing his about-to-be broad's wife makes.
Yep.
Is cheesy potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Cheesy potatoes is a fucking side. It's not even a fucking meal.
No, it isn't.
Would you marry somebody who the best dish that they made is cheesy fucking potatoes?
Well, I cook, so, yeah, whatever she makes is inconsequential.
Is that important to you, Drunk?
Well, I mean...
Meals?
It's important to me, goddammit. I told my wife I would not marry her until she made baklava.
I can't necessarily say it's end-all, be-all, but it's close. It really is. If the best thing you're making is cheesy potatoes, that means you're either A, eating out of
cheesy potatoes are pretty fucking good. I mean, let's just cut the shit here. But cheesy potatoes is no fucking slouch.
Okay,
I mean, I'll eat the fuck out of some cheesy potatoes. But you bring me some fucking cheesy potatoes, I'm a happy motherfucker.
Name the ingredients of cheesy potatoes.
Two frozen bags, some fucking sour cream, some cheese, and some fucking... little mix shit, cornflakes.
Yeah.
Cheez-Its, whatever. I mean, a monkey can make that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, like, this is something that's, like, come up. You've been like, what is the best dish that she makes?
No, maybe I think he offered that himself.
Yeah, it's really just kind of like, you know, what you're
maybe
into.
Maybe he was just trying to.
Maybe Mark Lang really fucking likes cheesy potatoes. I mean, maybe Mark Lang doesn't even like set. Like. Oh, well, that's weird.
Here's the deal. I want Super Bowl party. I bring over a 3-foot fucking bread, right? And I'm going to assemble the sandwich there. And I'm like, Mark, let me get your knife to cut the bread. They give me a motherfucking steak knife that literally, we put it through, it barely sticks this much out of the fucking end of the bread.
Maybe your bread was just way too large.
They don't have a kitchen knife at their house.
That should definitely be on their wedding registry then.
Well, right.
They bought some nice fucking pots so they could go on free vacation or some shit like that.
They did.
Yeah, exactly.
So you buy pots and you get a vacation?
It was one of those come and view our presentation.
And then you get to go on vacation.
And you get a free trip to the Bahamas.
Didn't Laura do the Napier test too?
Well, Laura worked with you. So.
No. Laura did it. She brought her friend over. Remember? And I yelled, "Can I say cunt?"
Oh. No, I don't think that was so much the Napier. I don't think she even knew we were here. That was during a podcast, actually.
Yeah, but it worked, didn't it?
Well, she's gone now.
What do you mean she's gone? She's
not,
dead?
They're not like friends anymore.
Oh.
She did not pass.
So I guess she did not pass the Napier test.
That whore.
She didn't think you were very funny.
Oh.
How can you not think Napier's not funny?
I don't know.
Maybe she thought I'd be funny if
Napier
I put my dick in her butt.
Napier does have his detractors. There are people that don't think Napier's funny. I mean, I don't agree with them, but there are some.
Yeah, it's called giggling twats.
Giggling?
Well, I don't think they are giggling, because
yeah, they're not.
They
they're,
didn't think
they're
it
the exact
funny.
Opposite of giggling
twats. They're the angry, closed twats. They say no.
No, I mean, giggling twats is in the fucking idiots.
Twats.
Yeah, you know the let's say
not
you're
swallowers.
Let's say you're at the mall and you hear like 5 or 6 girls all hen clucking in some goddamn fucking little shop. Those are giggling cunts. She was probably a giggling cunt.
I didn't say it was a she.
That was a she. Laura's little friend.
Oh, no, that's not who I was talking about.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know, you know, just people.
What people?
I don't know, you know. Just
who doesn't?
Just
the people. Ones who don't think that you're funny.
Do you ever wonder, like, when you go, I'll address this to Paul, because you don't, like, go places. You're kind of a hermit. But,
yeah.
Do you ever, like, wonder when you go to bars and, like, you see, the, like, the table over, and, like, they're all laughing and joking, and, like, what they're laughing and joking about isn't fucking funny? You're like, fuck these guys. They're so douchey. What are they joking about? It's not funny. Do you ever wonder if, like, you're that guy to other people? Like, if other people listen in on your shit and they're like, you're not funny. What the fuck are you laughing about?
Probably. That may have happened with us last time we did this.
When we went to IHOP?
Yeah.
You think there were other
We were thinking we were all hilarious. We were enjoying the fuck out of
ourselves. We were joking with each other, though. But sometimes when you go places, you see, like, they're obviously talking loud enough that they want other people to hear you.
I think they have to just, you know, things just escalate and you talk loud. I don't like being the loud table, but it happens.
Yeah.
Especially when you get, like, 10 people together. You're just going to be the loud table.
Yeah.
Because if I'm trying to talk to the guy at the other end of the table, you're screaming at him, you know.
And not to mention there's usually like karaoke or something going on in the background. You can't hear the fucking.
You should do what
else.
I do.
Karaoke?
Masturbate everywhere you go?
Well, that's part of it, but anytime I'm out somewhere, I don't give a rat's ass about any of the other people in there. There could be a masked robber comes in, shoots up the entire place but me and like maybe one or two of the people I'm with. Couldn't give a shit less. I'd walk out of that place like, man, this place sucks. There's not a goddamn server in the place. I wanted my goddamn drink refilled.
So you don't like any place that you go to?
90% of it. Well, it's not that I don't like the places. I just don't care about the people that's in them. They're just, like, filled with...
No, I'm with you. I usually mind myself when I'm at the bar because I'm usually fucking tanked. So I'll just kick it with the people I'm with and not even pay attention.
You've been going
to
the bar a lot lately. Have you gotten the 7-year itch?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Trying to get some action.
Well, couldn't hurt.
Oh! That's right. We talked about Drunk on the podcast, didn't we?
We did.
Drunk, have you ever actually listened to our podcast before?
No.
Never? Well, you were discussed. Paul actually talked about you. He said that that you're kind of asexual.
You could say that.
And just like, you know, you just kind of show no interest in, like, anything.
You don't, like, you know, you're not, you know, I've been around,
like,
a lot of dudes.
You don't actively pursue broads.
Right. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. You don't pursue broads.
Right. But if you they come my way, I don't know.
Yeah, so I mean, you're just kind of like,
for sure.
Okay, you know, if they come your way, great, but you're not going to, like, put forth the effort to go after them.
Yeah, you could say that.
You know, like,
it reminds me of somebody, like, I don't want to say, but, like, you've been married for, like, 50 years.
And you just
he's nonchalant. I mean, if she wants to, sure, come
like,
on. You know.
I just,
let's do it.
If sex was, like, not a part of my life, if, like, I didn't wake up and, like, actively, like, try to get laid, I just think of all the things I could get done. I mean, my life would be, like, I mean, like, I could be so much more productive if I wasn't always trying to fuck Laura. Like, if she, like, wasn't... I mean, 20 minutes after I have sex, I want to have sex again.
Ain't that a motherfucker?
You know?
It's just, I know,
like,
the feeling.
It's like, okay, I had sex, like, 20 minutes ago, and then, like, I forget that I had sex, and I want more sex. In that 20 minutes, I could get a lot of shit done. But then, like, you know, when the 20 minutes is up, I'm like, oh, wait, sex. But, like, if that was not completely removed from my life, I'd probably, like, be, like, a state senator or something by now.
No.
Not me.
Be involved in a scandal or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wouldn't... I'm the complete opposite. Jerking off's the most productive thing I'll do all day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But I mean, like, that's
that
still...
productive?
More productive than anything else I'm doing.
I mean, that's still, like, you know, it's still, like, present in your mind. I mean, like, you're still saying...
Well, not after
I need
done.
To find 10 minutes to go jack off. I mean, like, if that was completely removed from your life altogether... Like,
I don't think I've ever said I need to make 10 minutes.
If this goddamn penis... would just leave me alone for a while, I could do so much shit. I feel like it's really holding me back.
Never said that before in my life.
But, like, think about it. Think
I have.
About it.
I have.
Like,
I have.
Your penis...
our society as
is your
stands.
Major focus of your life.
I don't think my penis holds me back at all, Mike.
That's what I'm saying, drunk! You're really, like...
ahead of the curve, is that what you're getting at?
But then again, like, drunk isn't very productive, is he? Like, do you do things... do you get stuff done?
Well, I mean, what do you consider stuff?
I mean, like, do you, like, how much time would you say in a day you spend sitting in a chair?
Not a lot.
Just
I mean, I work
looking
a good,
around.
Like, 50 hours a week, so I
yeah.
mean.
So you work?
Yeah.
And, like, during your work day, are you, like, actually, like, doing work?
I
or
manage,
are you daydreaming about
fucking
something?
I manage
the seasons,
I mean... no.
See, because that's what I do. In my 8-hour work day, there's probably like 6.5 of those hours that I'm just daydreaming about putting my dick in something. Doesn't really matter. I imagine what would feel good if I put my dick in it. Like, I just think, like, you know, I wonder what my dick would feel like in blank.
Sounds like a productive afternoon.
That's what I do all day.
That's what, I mean, that if, is, you did a lot of brainstorming.
If
yeah.
that wasn't a part of my life...
I hope,
like,
your boss doesn't listen to this podcast, dude.
Oh, if my boss listened to the podcast, this would be the least of my worries, my friend. But...
you know what? Quite honestly, jerking off is the most awesome thing ever. Good job, sir.
I think blowjobs are.
Well, I mean, alone. I mean, I'm not saying that...
you
yeah,
know,
it's better than... It's the most important thing you can do for you.
It's like a little reward for yourself.
Yeah, like...
you know, hey, good job, Napes. You know, here's
like
a
the
hand.
Ladies
give
with their chocolate.
A treat.
Yeah, give yourself a hand.
Yeah.
Give yourself a what?
Give yourself a treat.
Right. Well, I think maybe if you used it that way, it could make you more productive. Like, would Bill Gates... like, would people have gone and done these great things if, like, they didn't, like... think they were going to get fucking laid from because of it?
Oh, so you know,
maybe it makes people more productive.
So they're like,
Michael,
you know,
Jordan didn't go out there and practice basketball every day so he could get to the Hall of Fame. He wanted some fucking tang.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
And let's say you do stop. Are you really going to find the cure for cancer? What more important thing could
now
you do?
I'm already fucked because I spent all of high school, like, you know, trying to walk a couple steps behind the cheerleaders so I could see up their little, you know, thing. But, I mean, like, you know, I didn't do anything except sleep and, you know, try to tuck my boner in my pajama pants, so...
I used my book bag.
High school at this point is...
Put your boner in your book bag?
No, I put my book bag in front of me whenever I had the boner.
So how did you just walk around?
You just walked around with your book bag, like, on the front of your...
Well, I had a duffel bag. I mean, I had to for certain amounts of time anyway. Might as well have had a boner.
Might as well, walking down the hallway.
Hmm. Then you can just bump up into people. You know, instead of looking up the cheerleader skirts, you just bump into them.
Yeah.
Yeah, with your boners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that rarely worked. That night, I think the cheerleaders had, like, you know,
little
shorts on, so it wasn't really all that exciting anyway. I guess I'm kind of a pervy little...
Well, you're not still walking around high schools trying to look up the cheerleader skirts.
I wish I could. I mean, I wish I could. Sure.
Now, that's pretty damaging to say.
Why?
I mean,
I'm not saying I'm going to.
Well, you wish you could. It'd be chilling if you did.
Sure.
I guess.
He's saying, you know.
I'm just saying another one of these, you know, in court, you know. if some enterprising young 12-year-old out there wants to try to sue fucking Wafdix.
Speaking of out there, occasionally I look at our site stats, and we're doing actually pretty good. It seems like we get a steady progression every week of more and more people listening. But the big surprise to me is we have a huge following in Malaysia. Like,
really?
It seems like a lot of our site traffic is unique IPs from Malaysia. What fucking weird-ass Malaysian people?
Can they
how
they
do you know
speak
it's not
English?
Like an army base or something? Yeah. It could be Americans.
Think there's an army base in Malaysia. I'm pretty sure that country's under one of those dictators.
Have you ever thought it's just like, well, what would the bots get by getting views to your page? Like,
you
my blog,
all bullshit.
Well, I'm saying, like, my blog gets like these random like gibberish comments.
Yeah,
like
I don't get any comments. I think my blog is invisible.
Yep.
Well, mine's
just invisible.
Well, ever since I put the thing up about draw Muhammad, I've gotten a lot of foreign language traffic.
You have no idea what it... I mean, it could be saying some pretty damaging shit, like, you better take this down or I'm going to murder you, Paul Cadellis.
I mean, it's like, you know, it took me 30 seconds to do in Microsoft Paint. Like, it's like a stick figure with a turban and a beard and, like... But it's got, like, 50 comments and all of them are gibberish. Like, I can't read them. It's like, Google says, do you want to translate? And I'm like, no, I'll just leave those.
Why don't you just type
you
in there, I don't understand your moon rune.
Well, like, for a while, I was getting, like, more and more, like, well, fuck it. If nobody's going to pay attention to my blog, I'm just going to say some really terrible shit. I mean, like, I wrote out my whole theory about how black people are like zombies. I did that whole thing.
Oh,
I don't know if I did this one on the podcast, but I was talking about how, you know, more importantly than the guy that wrote that book on how to be a pedophile, more importantly than, you know, how disgusting that is, how fucked up is it that, you know, you need a book on how to be a pedophile? I mean, that's a pretty fucking easy thing to figure out.
Who published that?
I think it was self-published.
It was self-published, but it was sold on Amazon.
Like Amazon.com.
But I mean, like, if you think about it, what are the steps on how to be a pedophile? I mean, like, Napier, you've never probably thought about fucking a little kid. How difficult?
Never.
Is in there?
How difficult would it be to fuck a little kid? They weigh like 20 pounds.
Well, they probably got tiny little buttholes.
Yeah,
I would assume you just can't.
I mean, you could trick a little kid into fucking you easy.
Hey, little girl, I have candy.
Yeah, right. I mean, the candy thing's gotta be golden, but fuck, let's get creative. Go buy her a $10 action figure or something.
I saw one the other day, and it was like, it was on Funny or Die, and the guy drives up, and he's like, oh, this is my practical joke show. He pulls up to a kid, and he says...
Oh, no, that's on Tosh.0.
Or it was on something, anyway.
Yeah.
And he pulls up to the kid, and he's like, hey, kid, help me find my dog. You know, I lost my puppy. Have you seen it? No, help me find it. Get in the car. Kid hops in. He closes the door, drives off. Ah, you dumb little fucker. Your parents didn't teach you shit, did they? Like, yeah, it just like goes off. It was like, yeah.
Can I go really home now?
No, you can't fucking go home. Yeah, no, you can't fucking
go home. I mean, if you think about it, like, I'm not saying, you know, you should. I'm just saying it would be fairly fucking easy. I mean,
just hit him in the head with a tire iron,
they're
I would
children. I mean, you know.
How hard is it to knock out a kid?
Step one. Trick a little kid into trusting you. Step two, exploit that trust. Step three, tell him not to tell anybody. Game over. I mean, that's it. You guys are looking at me like I'm a freak. Yeah, I'm just saying, it would be really easy to fuck a kid. I'm not saying I want to fuck a kid.
Why does it sound like you're playing this out?
I'm not! I'm just saying it would be really fucking easy to fuck a kid.
Don't do that.
Well, how easy? How easy are... Let's... Do you have anything on paper?
How would you go about it? If you did.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about my past experiences.
Just write a book.
Yeah,
write a book.
Write
like OJ.
About it. But I'm saying is how can fucking be, stupid you should, do you have to be to buy a raping children for dummies? I mean, like,
right.
You got that is, you know what? Such an easy thing to figure out. I mean,
should
like,
just Trojan horse.
It really
like,
is part of
it.
The fun figuring it out for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I like making wicker baskets, but sometimes I need a guide. And like sometimes it's more fun just to find out how to weave.
Yeah, how to collect change in a jar for dummies. I mean, like, they're almost as easy. I mean, like, raping children and collecting your spare change in a jar are just about the same level of difficulty.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am positive.
It's slightly harder to rape children.
I don't think so. I mean, that's just me.
You ever tried to, like, foot race a child? They are tireless.
You just fucking punch them and then...
But they got those tiny little shoes on and they hurt.
Us trying to foot race a child is different because we have no lungs because we're smokers.
I mean, saying, like, these kids just run and they keep running. Yeah. Like, after I run, I'm like, whew.
Oh, so you're saying chasing them down would be difficult.
Wait, well, like, if they caught
on
to you.
That's like if you get real aggressive.
If their parents were like, right, you're like, hey, here's
I'm just talking about, like, the mind fuck. I mean, like, you could trick it.
Yeah, if you don't get them within the first 100 yards, they're gone.
Right, I mean, it's normal. It's normal for your neighbor to come over and fucking...
I mean, like, I bet...
Get your...
If I gave you an hour in a room with drunk, you could trick him into taking his pants off.
Didn't we talk about, like... How gay guys? How do they trick straight guys into sleeping with them? Like, didn't we have that conversation before?
No, I don't think so. I mean, like, how would you trick them? Oh, with the John Travolta thing,
right? Yeah, so we did.
Yeah,
right.
Like, that was John Travolta's thing.
He tries to sleep with gay guys. Like, yeah. I don't think
he tries to bang straight guys, and I guess they're just starstruck. You know, like, oh, allegedly, you know, they're starstruck. Like, oh my god, John Travolta wants me to suck his dick. Well, I guess I'll give it a try. You know, I've never sucked a dick before. Maybe I really like it.
And if your first one is John Travolta, you got a story forever. Like, hey, remember that time you sucked a dick? Yep, and it was John Travolta's dick.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't just suck anybody's dick. I sucked fucking grease guys' dick.
Is John Travolta's... Is sucking John Travolta's dick enough to get you famous?
Well, yeah.
I guess not.
Like,
all
the bitches that fuck Tiger Woods are famous now. And,
weren't
I mean,
they famous before?
Tiger Woods isn't as famous as John Travolta, is he?
Could you sell a video of you sucking John Travolta's dick to, like, the media for $1 million?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'd probably suck John Travolta's dick then.
For $1 million?
Well, as long as I could, like...
I'd suck John Travolta's dick for $100,000.
Well, then I guess you're the winner.
I'm the low bid. I win.
You win!
$100,000! You could do some shit with $100,000.
You can. Like, you can
and
buy
it's not
a house
even his money. That's what you're selling for.
Paid off. No,
I paid
no
off.
Payments, right.
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, no, in St. Louis.
Just feel like, dude.
Right, we are in St. Louis.
I sucked John Travolta's dick for 5 minutes, and I got a house and a car.
So you think you could suck John Travolta's dick good enough to finish the job in 5 minutes?
Sure.
I'm telling you right now,
never sucked a dick, but I imagine if I were to, I'd be probably pretty good at it, because it's not too hard to figure out.
Even if he's had a good couple of whiskey drinks in him?
And I've had
a good solid night of drinking, you gotta blow me,
and after I do these 4 lines of coke, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, so now you're like even working to get his dick up, you know, like...
Oh,
then you're like sucking on lip dick.
You just flop it around for a little bit.
Right, that would be horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible experience. Maybe I wouldn't do that for me.
Right, you mean like...
Maybe the price is...
You gotta actually think about what goes into sucking a celebrity's dick.
Right, yeah, maybe...
Then you also gotta figure...
$5 million.
You also got to figure, you got to act a little bit excited to be there. I mean, you don't want to give him like a begrudging blowjob because then, like,
you know, it's going to take longer.
Yeah, because then he's just going to be like, this guy's not into this. You know, his heart's not in it.
When the female decides to begrudgingly give you a blowjob, yeah, like, I'm going to make this take as long as you can.
I guess I'll suck your dick. It's like
she's down there, like, fucking bored, looking in her eyes. You're like, well,
this isn't nearly as much fun as, like, you know.
This is going to take even longer.
So let me ask you this, then. Are you gonna lick John Travolta's balls before you start sucking his dick?
You know what? The way I figure, like, if it gets whatever it done it quicker, then just go for it. Get it done.
Yeah.
Just get it done.
See, I think...
Then again, I guess...
What if he says, well, to get it done, you gotta give me the old rusty trombone? The price is up if you want me to eat your ass.
Well, but he's not the one paying you.
You dirty, nasty John Travolta.
TMZ's the one paying.
Now it's $100 million.
Oh, if they get a picture of John Travolta getting his dick sucked by a dude while shitting on him, oh, yeah, the price is gonna go up.
Is that more than, like, if they just have a dude giving John Travolta the old, like, rusty trombone? Which, like, is the picture going to really be worth that much more? Like, no, there's a line, John.
I guess this is
all I'm doing, buddy.
I guess the other thing is, like, blowing John Travolta, like, once you've already put the dick in your mouth and you've already committed to being a cocksucker, I mean, you're...
And not just a cocksucker, a whore.
Yeah.
A cocksucking whore.
Yeah.
Because you got paid to...
I guess it doesn't really matter.
You are the ones who are the ball lickers.
I guess it doesn't... At that point, it doesn't really matter how long it takes. I mean, I guess, you know, at that point, you're already sucking a dick.
And you're already trying to forget the experience right away.
Yeah, you're like, hitting yourself in the head. Like, maybe I'll have, you know, temporary... But then again, then you wouldn't remember you had the tape to sell.
Right.
And would you watch the tape to, like, critique your...
What happens if, like, afterwards you got this tape and you're like, you know what? I don't think I want to have the world seeing me suck John Travolta's dick. And then, like, your whole plan backfired. You're like, ooh.
What if you were wearing, like a Batman mask?
By the way, for viewers of unproduced porn, don't you hate when they wear, like, a little mask or something?
Oh,
or some big sunglasses? You're like, bitch... You're sucking dick on camera. Just smile and fucking take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay.
Or some goofy-ass costume. Have you seen those?
Right, well, they're clearly trying to make it so you can't, like, say, hey, this is Mrs. Johnson from Fourth Grade.
Nobody knows who the fuck these people are.
Right, exactly.
Nobody cares.
I don't know why you directed that to him. Like, I've never watched amateur porn.
Well, I mean, you have porn stars. You have favorites.
I watch...
Like, he was like, no, I watched... last time I watched unproduced porn.
Yeah. Anybody fuck anybody. I mean, like, I just... click on all kinds of shit and have like four videos going at a time.
This is like a
just like a fuck bonanza.
You know what I saw? This is kind of reminding me. I saw this porn video that was like a fuck bonanza, and someone had like carefully edited this montage of favorite scenes and put some like blaring techno in the background.
I hate music.
And it was just like
like if there's music in it, I turn it off immediately.
Oh, I hate when they're listening to music in the background. And it's some horrible fucking Britney Spears or some shit. Like, I can't jerk off to this now.
And it always has way too much bass, so it always potentially wakes up my girlfriend.
You listen to the volume pretty loud then, huh?
No, but the bass is like, you know, the bass kicks in and it's like, doesn't matter how low it is, it's like, God damn it!
What, can we agree on like headphones. A universal volume for porn? Because then it's horrible, you're like, okay, well, this is the good volume. I can hear everything, it's not too loud. You're like, okay, well, now I want to watch this video.
It's like the commercial volume. When it goes to commercials, the volume goes. Yeah, what they need to have is they need to just, like, you know how you can, like, put certain programs on, like, gaming mode and stuff? Mm-hmm. They need to have porn mode that you just put it in, and, like, the decibel level does not exceed, you know, the minimum amount so that
but
it
also
you can hear it
things
the
up.
Next room.
Because sometimes you're watching the video and she's a quiet broad.
Yeah.
You know, and so like you have to kind of turn it up to hear her, you know, hear
whisper
her
in the sexy shit.
And then so then the next video you're watching and oh, but she's a screamer.
Yeah, she's,
and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, goddamn, the neighbors probably heard that shit. You know, Jesus, I live in an apartment, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be walking to work, walking out to my car and they're like, I know what you were doing in there this morning, buddy.
Damn right.
But I'm sure they do. Because, I mean, like, they've got to be, really.
No, they don't got to. I mean, normally you could just listen into it with headphones.
I need to get some headphones, then. I don't have any.
See, the part of being a jack-off ninja is you don't use headphones.
Because then you can't hear someone.
Because then you can't hear someone sneaking up on you. You have to learn, Napier. Your mom's caught you. How would you ever be able to look her in the face again?
I don't know. I do it all the time.
For me. I mean, I would just be like, Mom, I'm sorry. I'm moving to a different state. We're not going to talk anymore because you saw me jack off.
That's fucking Tuesday for me.
Yeah.
Where did you keep jacking off?
Yeah, like a fucking boss. I left right in the goddamn eyes. And,
close the door, I'm baiting. Mom, I'm in the middle of something.
She looks at me funny. He's like, hey, you interrupted me. I was minding my fucking business. The door was closed. What the fuck, Mom?
Goddamn.
How long was this?
Dinner and five
Wednesday?
You just keep...
Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday? I don't know.
I haven't heard this story.
What?
Were you watching, like, were you just laying on the bed, spread-eagled, naked, like, at, or, like, were you watching, hunched over angrily at your computer? You know?
I don't know. You'd have to be more specific on which incident you're talking about.
So this has happened...
Like, you don't have, like, a go-to stance?
No.
Never.
No. I don't have a preference.
I crouch like a bird.
Like a bird? Can we... What does that do for you?
Yeah.
Nothing. I just, you know, I want to be prepared to attack.
With your seed?
What are you attacking?
Whatever comes my way.
If a vagina were to walk in, he would pounce upon it. Like an angry animal.
As an Eagle Scout or whatever it is you are, you should know. You should always be prepared.
No, I'm with that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, something comes in your window or something, you should be ready to attack.
My window? I don't have a window.
Sometimes I just pull my anus apart while I'm doing it, just in case somebody walks in, they can see the anus. Oh, by the way, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Thanks for listening. You can check out the website at wfodicks.podbean.com. You can check us out. Send us a strongly worded email, since you've been offended, at wfodicks@live.com. You should call us up at 314-266-WFOD. And if you can't figure out the numbers, don't fucking call us. And for more immediate response, go to twitter.com/WFODicks. Eat that shit.